Public Policy Polling, based out of Raleigh, just put out a national survey with new numbers, and we're joined now by Tom Jensen, who is the director of Public Policy Polling. Tom, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, Aaron, good to be with you.
So let's start with issues surrounding the debate about Charlottesville, Durham, Confederate monuments, racism, and white supremacy. Obviously, people are sharing opinions from all kinds of sides of the political spectrum, further down the extreme road than I think a lot of us thought that existed in American political discourse until a couple of weeks ago, when it became apparent that there was this white supremacist movement that's strong enough to do what it did in Charlottesville. So where do Americans in general stand?
Well, they certainly say that they think the kinds of groups that we're demonstrating in Charlottesville are very bad. We find that 89% of Americans say they have a negative opinion of neo-Nazis, only 3% with a positive one. 87% say they have a negative opinion of white supremacists, only 4% have a positive one. And as we've talked about before, you can get 5% of people on a poll to say just about anything. So the favorability ratings for neo-Nazis, 3%, white supremacists, 4%, are actually sort of below that line that you can get just about anyone to say. So that, seems like sort of a positive sign. And then we asked people if they agreed with Donald Trump's sentiment that it's possible for white supremacists and neo-Nazis to be very fine people, and only 11% said they think that that's possible, 69%. Said they didn't agree. So you'd think maybe against all that context that the way that Donald Trump handled the Charlottesville events might have led to some erosion in his approval numbers. And we didn't really find that to be the case. We found that 40% of voters approve of Trump, 53% of voters disapprove. That's pretty similar to what we'd found a month ago. What was interesting was that even though people said we don't like white supremacists, we don't like neo-Nazis, what we did find, I think, was a lot of resentment among the Trump base about various things. So we asked people, what racial group do you think faces the most discrimination in America? And Trump voters said that they think white people face the most discrimination in America. 45% said white people, 17% Native Americans, only 16% African Americans, and 5% Latinos. And we also asked, well, what religious group do you think faces the most discrimination in America? 54% said Christians face the most discrimination among Trump voters. 22% said Muslims. 12% said Jews. So you have these Trump voters who think that whites are discriminated against, think that Christians are discriminated against. There clearly is a lot of resentment. So even if they say we don't like neo-Nazis, we don't like white supremacists, there's still some sort of, I think, overlap in views there that kept Trump from having a drop in his approval.
What are the overall numbers on that question? Is there a sizable percentage also of non-Trump supporters who think that whites and Christians are discriminated against, or is it all on that side?
No, it's all on that side. Overall, we found by far and away that people think African Americans are more discriminated against than anybody else, and that Muslims are more discriminated against by anybody else. Those were the overall results by a pretty wide margin. But it, again, is one of these things where Trump voters are just sort of in their own world. But I think that I saw a good point being made this week that Trump is less trying to be the president of the United States of America and more trying to be the president of the Trump voters. Mm-hmm. So even though his voters are sort of divorced from the rest of the country and their views about these issues, Trump is more worried about keeping them happy than he is about trying to appeal to everyone.
And kind of with that in mind, I mean, we talked about this last week, and I said I would not really expect Trump's approval rating to change either way on this, because the people who supported him through a whole lot of incendiary things that he said in the past. So why this would change anything now, I wasn't sure. And at least with regard to this survey, that's what we seem to be seeing, like not a lot of movement. The people at 538 still say that the number is trending down and could continue to trend down as the months go on. His hard support base is more like 20 or 25%, they say, and everything above that is soft and very slowly frittering away. What's your take on that? Is Trump's approval rating going to sort of hold steady at 35, 40, or could it go lower?
I'm still skeptical it's going to go a whole lot lower, because I think that, you know, he's sort of reached the point where the people who are still with him are really with him, and the kind of people who are less likely to have something happen that sort of causes them to erode. But, you know, we should still be clear that he's in incredibly bad shape. I mean, not only are the overall approval numbers bad, but we found, for instance, on this poll that people basically just think he's failed in delivering on the promises he made in the campaign. We asked people, do you think that Trump has drained the swamp? Only 15% of voters said yes. 64% said he hasn't. We asked, do you think he's made America great again? Only 33% of voters said yes. 59% said he hasn't. Trump, you know, ran on those sorts of broader themes, drain the swamp, make America great again, more so than he did really on specific policies. And voters don't think that he's making the sorts of changes happen that sort of fit into those lenses. So I think it shows that there is a lot of sort of disappointment and broken promises.
Speaking with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling, publicpolicypolling.com is their website. Go there and get more numbers from the survey, which just came out in the last couple of days. So we've been talking about Donald Trump and what Americans think of him. What about Confederate monuments, the Silent Sams and the Robert E. Lee statues that still litter the American landscape? Where do Americans stand on this, and what do Americans in general want to see happen?
Yeah, it's really sort of a nuanced position that we find voters having, and it's something that really applies to what's been going on here in the Triangle. When we ask people straight up, do you support or oppose Confederate monuments, 39% of voters say they support Confederate monuments, 34% say they oppose them. So relatively closely divided, but a little more support for the monuments than not. But then we also asked a follow-up question, which was whether or not people would support relocating the Confederate monuments from government property and moving them to museums or other historic sites where they can be viewed in proper historical context. And 58% of voters support that approach, to take them off of public places and move them somewhere else. Only 26% said they were opposed to that. So I think basically the way I would break down what people are saying is, they don't want the monuments destroyed. They don't necessarily want what happened in Durham to happen on a broad basis where people just sort of tear them down and that's that. But they also don't necessarily think that people going to class at UNC, especially African-American students, need to walk by a memorial to their oppression every single day. So I think basically what people are saying is, don't destroy the monuments, keep them, do something with them, but they also don't have to stay in the middle of the UNC campus. They don't have to stay in front of the Durham County Courthouse, that sort of thing. So I think that's the sort of middle ground approach that that we're finding most voters adhering to, more so than destroy them or leave them in place.
So bring down Silent Sam and move it to a cemetery then, basically?
Or move it to a, you know, like a...
The
a
Chapel
monument
Hill Museum.
Garden, yeah. Or something like that, yeah.
All right, speaking with Tom Jensen again, publicpolicypolling.com is the website. So with all of that in mind, of course, we're looking ahead to 2018. We're just a little bit more than a year out from the next midterm election. What is the state of affairs with regard to what to expect in 2018?
Well, it's definitely looking good for Democrats. We find them up 49-35 on the generic congressional ballot this month. I think that's the largest lead we've ever found for the Democrats on the generic congressional ballot, not just this cycle, but like ever in the whole history of our polling. But it's a little bit of a misleading lead, because what's really driving it is division within the Republican ranks. We find that Clinton voters say that they're going to vote Democratic for Congress 90-4, but then Trump voters only say that they're going to vote Republican for Congress 74-13. And the reason I say to be cautious about this is that we've had several cycles in a row now where Republicans ended up doing better than the polls suggested they were going to do. And that might have been partially because pollsters messed up. But one thing that threw the polls off was Republicans showed a fair amount of division in polling and would say they're not going to vote Republican, you know, throughout the year. And then when it actually got to be November, they all voted Republican. So what you're seeing right now is the Republican base doesn't like Mitch McConnell. They don't like Paul Ryan. They're unhappy with the Republicans in Congress. So they're sort of taking that out on the Republicans in Congress by saying right now that they're not going to vote Republican for Congress next year. But what we found the last two cycles is that a lot of these people sort of came around in the end, and it'll be interesting to see if that happens again. But definitely a big part of what's driving these sorts of leads is that both Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell are just incredibly unpopular. Paul Ryan has a 16% approval rating nationally, 62% disapprove. Mitch McConnell is at 9% nationally and 61% disapprove. And what's taken both of them to the lowest poll numbers we've ever found for them is that their own party base hates them at this point. Ryan has a 30% approval with Trump voters, 52% disapprove. McConnell has a 15% approval rating with Trump voters, 59% disapprove. Trump has junked all over these people in public, and his base is following right along when it comes to their attitudes about McConnell and Ryan. And sort of the bad unintended consequence that might have for Trump is he might end up with a Congress that's a lot more hostile to him than the one he already has.
Again, speaking with Tom Jensen. So with Mitch McConnell's popularity rating at 9%, I know you've done this in the past where you've surveyed people about their approval or disapproval of just a random unknown person. What is the average approval rating of a random unknown person? Like, is my approval rating nationally higher than Mitch McConnell's right now?
So if I said on a national poll, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Aaron Keck? 7% would say favorable, and 15% would say unfavorable. Now, don't take that personally. It's like the baseline for a name out of the phone book is a -8 favorability rating, because people just assume, because they hate politicians, that if we're asking about you in a political poll, you must be a politician, so they're inclined to dislike you just based on that. But yes, you are almost on parity with how many people like you compared to a five-term U.S. senator who has been the Senate Majority Leader for the last 3 years.
Yeah, just a little bit further to go.
And if I did a poll and just asked, do you have a higher opinion of Mitch McConnell or Aaron Keck? And now that we've talked about this, I'm going to do it on our national poll next month and see what happens. My guess is that you will beat out Mitch McConnell something like 20 to 15. That's my off the top of my head guess. I think most people will say they don't know, but I don't think that Mitch will be able to get much beyond his approval rating against you. And I think enough people hate Mitch to a great enough extent that they'll be like, I don't know who Aaron Keck is, but he has to be better than Mitch.
I will frame that poll on my wall.
We're definitely going to do this next month. I'm putting it on my calendar right now.
Awesome. Speaking with Tom Jensen, and before we let you go, other numbers from this survey that people ought to know?
I think it's interesting. We asked about 2020 matchups, and they're not that important at this point, but only 57% of Republicans want Trump to be their party's candidate again in 2020, which is a pretty perilous position for somebody to be in only 7 months into their time as president. And then Trump trails Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden by 13 and 12 points, respectively, in head-to-head matchups. We put out those numbers, and people say, yeah, well, you said Clinton was going to win, too. We never had Hillary Clinton up by more than 7 points against Trump, and Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are already up by 5 or 6 points more against Trump than Clinton ever was, which I think just goes to show that there really are a lot of people who wish they could have a do-over on this.
PublicPolicyPolling.com is the website. Go there, get all of the numbers from this survey. Tom Jensen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.